So now we're at the end of the program. You've gained this wealth of priceless information. But as usual, this priceless information does you no good if you don't do the next step, which is just go out and do it. So sitting in the studio with me today are two young men that work with me. So I'd like to have them introduce themselves really quickly, what they do, their age, and what they do for the company. Justin.
My name is Justin Grossman, and I'm 28 years old, and I work on a lot of the information technology, the web, and internal IT stuff for Rich Dad.
Thank you. And Philip?
My name is Philip Lechter, and I am Rich Dad's chief communications officer. My job is to get the message out to the masses. I'm 27 years old, and I've been with the company for close to a year and a half now.
Good. And you guys are best friends?
Yes.
Yep.
How long have you been friends?
We've been friends since high school, since we were 15.
And Philip brought Justin into the company. He's been a tremendous asset to us. He's the webmaster, and he's just, you know, beefed up our website incredibly. But I want to ask you a couple of questions about Rich Dad's culture. What do I say to you guys on a regular Tuesday morning meeting about job security at Rich Dad? What do I say to you, Justin?
You say, well, there is no job security, and you better learn what your next step is, because I'm not going to help you. I'm not gonna pay your paycheck the rest of your life.
That's right. What do I say to you, Philip?
You always give me the pep talk that I need to go out there and do it for myself, because it's not the 401k or it's not the retirement package that you're going to be able to find from a company. It's what you do with your money and how you use it.
And I don't encourage you guys to stay with me forever, do I?
No. In fact, you ask us, when are we leaving?
I'm also, when are you leaving this company? You've been around here too long.
Yeah. When are you going to go out and learn what you need to learn so you can move on?
That's right, because I don't want them hanging around. I want them to invest. What do I say about 401ks and mutual funds?
Well, Robert, you always talk to us about 401ks and mutual funds as being high risk, the fact that you have no control whatsoever over either of those. And that's when we started to learn about real estate and get into what the advantages of real estate really are.
Right. And Justin, you had a fairly sizable stock portfolio, right?
Yes. I've been investing in stocks and mutual funds, and I have 401ks from my last companies. And I don't see that as the only vehicle that I can invest in. I need to go ahead and find some other vehicles that I can control a little bit better, especially after the market crashed. It kind of gave me a new realization.
Of how unsecure that thing is.
Yeah, I had no control of it. I had no way to protect myself. And, 2 years ago, it looked great. And I thought I was doing great as a 28-year-old. But now I don't like where I'm at.
Good. So you guys are looking to escape the rat race, right?
That's correct.
Out of here.
And I say this to everybody in the company, don't I?
You sure do.
I pull no punches. I say Rich Dad provides us 401k and mutual funds for you, but don't count on it. And I want you all to leave. And some people are really starting to leave, like Cecilia is. She bought two laundromats now, and she's making more money than she makes at Rich Dad. But she's still hanging in there simply because she enjoys the work environment. And we tell her to leave. And the more we tell her to leave, the more she stays. So it's a different kind of culture. And the reason I had these two young men in here is I really told them not much about real estate. You attended that 2-day course with Dolph and I in Phoenix, and you went out and looked at property and all this.